Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday morning service for the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. Let's worship the Lord.
From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise all ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth. Of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my Lord's name is to be praised. Praise ye the Lord. Praise all ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore.
Chorus.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise all ye servants of the Lord. Praise. Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Let's do it again. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sin away. A brand new song, amazing grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Page 56, how great thou art.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. Great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
And when Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died, to take away.
Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art.
Of acclamation and lead me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow with humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God. How great.
Well, good morning.
And a happy Sunday to us, everyone. Let's see, I'm in 1 John 2:27.
But the anointing which you have received in him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. This anointing is the Holy Spirit of Christ residing within the believer. But the anointing which you have received in him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And as we come to Christ and we invite him in and we commit and we give him control, and maybe not so well sometimes, you know. I mean, it says in the same book, 1 John, you know, I would that you didn't sin, but if you do. So there's a fix. There's a fix. But that is, as that anointing resides within us, and we respond to that, and we commit and plug in to our brothers and sisters, then that anointing, that spirit will change us. And, I mean, they say if there's an elephant in the room, introduce the elephant. And, you know, I think we're all still missing Paul. And I was really, really greatly instructed over a period of years to watch the change in my brother, because, you know, when he took over the Lord laid that mantle on him to lead this fellowship here. Paul was within himself rather reclusive. I mean, not mean-spirited, nothing like that. He was kind of okay on his own. And when Rick told me that was going to, you know, happen, I said, well, the guy's almost a stranger to a lot of us, because at the end of a service, he beelines it back to the house. Plus, he was night shifting, which is its own thing. It's difficult for most people. But it didn't take very long. You know, the door swung open, and he was there, and he was coming over. And I could really, over a period of months and then the years that follow, I could see a guy whose natural bent was one way, under the hand of God, and in response to the call on his life, I saw good, positive change. And that's a hopeful thing. Skip over to John 15. This will be familiar. It's about the vine and the branches. I'll give you just a second. All right, John 15, 1. Christ speaking, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Which is a hard passage to read if you have a mild lisp, which some of us do. I went out a few weeks ago. I had planted fruit trees and kind of ignored them. Actually didn't know much about them, and I missed a season on the pruning, and they didn't really do all that well. So, you know, I got on Google. I went out and I pruned those things back according to what I read. And a lot of what you do, they're called suckers. Not in the negative sense, sucker, like when you tag somebody at second base. But no, these are the little branches. They're undesirable, and they suck the life out of the tree. And they come in low, or they come in the wrong spots. Like in a peach tree, you have to sort of prune the middle out, or it holds moisture, which is very detrimental to the tree. So I went out with JC, and we sawed, cut, and lopped, and opened those up. And I was really, really surprised as the weather warmed up at the tremendous difference it made in that. The peach trees in particular, you could see it. And that purging, you know, we have things that will attach to us that suck the life out of us, you know, life being time, money, commitment, which think about all that stuff. And the Lord in his faithfulness to us will purge that stuff off, and it can be kind of, I mean, it kind of depends on what it is, but if it's some rotten habit you're trying to get rid of, that's nice, but if it's something you really enjoyed, maybe that's painful at first. But the end result of that is the bearing of this fruit. Verse 3, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. And that it's been a long road, and I'm still walking it, you know, personally, but now it said in 1 John, we don't always get it right, but he's right there to forgive. And if we abide in him, that spirit resting in us will work out through us. And when we don't get it right, well, now we are clean through the word that he's spoken to us, which always seemed kind of odd to me, but it's like in Peter, it says, or Christ told Peter, you know, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Or it's kind of nonsensical, I guess is what I'm saying. If you kind of like live in your intellect and you're all educated and think that's cool, the idea that Jesus Christ could give me a promise, that was it. In Peter it says, unto us are given exceeding great and precious promises, that by those promises, you may be partakers of the divine nature. And that was always, I mean, I understand the grammar behind it, but the thought behind it, that because I accept the promise of God, you know, that I am whole, that I have hope, and that I can see change in myself that I couldn't make in myself. And I have found through the years, as I really lay hold of that promise and back off and let Christ live that life through me, that I can be happy. And he talks, and I don't know that I want to go through this whole chapter. Now let's go down a little bit. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. And that right there, this idea of abiding in Christ, this idea of carrying my faith into my home, carrying my faith into my workplace. And my workplace can be extraordinarily stressful at times. And I have guys that work with me and particularly for me that can be more than unpleasant, you know. And I am finding, as I walk in an attitude of prayer, as I commit these days one at a time to Christ, I'm finding that vine does bear me. And when I finally bottom out, I can pick up the phone or text Phil or something. There's brothers around me at work, not in it by myself, and still not where I want to be. But I know this is true. Let's carry this down a little bit. Let's go to verse 7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, and what are the commandments? You know, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You know, we were, as a fellowship, we were blessed yesterday. This chapel was packed out. And we had people that we hadn't rubbed shoulders with. And I would guess some of them probably don't go to church and don't have much of a spiritual life. But what we did is received with open arms, with hospitality, not thumping anybody in the head with a Bible. Right? Augustine said, preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. And that, you know, as people come in with us, we need to be mindful to listen a lot and not be overly quick to correct, but let that love of the Spirit that we have for each other. Because you know what? When they come in, it might be fascinating if you were to talk to some of these people to hear what they saw or what they thought. But they'll know we are Christians by our love for each other and by extension by our hospitality and how we receive people.
And we've got three RV hookups. We've got sheep shed. I've got an extra bed. Philip, people just crash all over your house. We know that. You know, so as people come in, you know, take the extra moment to love them, you know, and to be a little slow maybe to bring some kind of correction or kind of fix something in them. Now, I'm speaking primarily to me here because that's my track record. And that's what I want. This fellowship's going to grow. It's going to grow, and we're that beginning point. So let's continue in love for each other and open arms and receive the promise of God. Amen. That's it.
Interesting. I was talking with Scott Stevens last night, and you kind of brought up something, Brad, in that sense of the pruning going on, and you know, things going on that will grab your attention. You can kind of get weighed down by and kind of distract you and suck, you know, grab your attention and grab your focus. And, you know, the next thing you know, you're just, you know, you're off point in these things. And I do want to go to Romans 4. And one of the things was, I know we had that service yesterday, and in that service yesterday, we played a sermon for Paul that Paul preached of the goodness of God in the ministers' conference, and one of the things that I mentioned was the fact that he was actually pretty sick at that point. And yet being sick or in that state, he still preached the goodness of God. And I know for Scott Stevens, he actually shared a moment of some things that he was really struggling with unbelief. And it was in that place that he really was praying and these kinds of things, and the Lord revealed something to him about Paul. And he had hope after that to the end of the day there, and all that, you know, garbage was gone. I mean, he had extraordinary hope, because here yet you had Paul that went and went to go be with the Lord. And no matter, I mean, all those struggles, all those, you know, battles, all him being sick and not being able to breathe, and, you know, just all that came to the end, and he received the promise that we all hope to attain. We all hope to attain. And that, when Scott saw that, all that other stuff fell away. And I want us to remember that as we go forward, as the new beginning, and I'm glad you mentioned some of that, as we go forward, I want us to remember just that, of God's promise. And let us not forget just that, his promise right there. And it is for you personally. He paid the price for you personally, so you can receive that prize. And in the midst of us being down here right now is nothing but great, great, great opportunity of a new beginning for us as a body down here to go forward in, to show, to share that love of Christ to others. I really want us to grab that perspective and that hope and that love of Jesus Christ, and grab a hold on to the opportunity yet laid out before us. I mean, even just this past week has laid out great, great, great opportunity for us to go share the love of Christ, as people that came by this week want to come and hang out and to be and hook up their RVs, and we have opportunity. We have opportunity. Let's seize that opportunity, folks. Let's seize that opportunity. How we seize that opportunity, you said it, Brad. We keep his commandments. We love God and we love one another with a fervent, fervent charity. It ain't about beating me. Each other with the head with the Bible. No. It's simply showing that love of Christ to them. And it's for us to be rooted and grounded in the faith, in the love that is in Jesus Christ, that he has given us, where we start seizing that opportunity. I want to read Romans, and in Romans 4, and I'm going to go to Romans 4:18, and he is talking about Abraham here, and it says in verse 18, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, that is God, had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Let's not stagger at the promise of God, of what he is able to perform, and that we could obtain. See, Paul was an example of that. That eternal life that was promised to him, he obtained it. And he showed many, many of us that he obtained it. And in the midst of him showing many of us that he obtained it, it should give us all hope, and I know it has, that we could as well. But yet it also, at the same time, has given us opportunity to share that same love and that same promise that was to him, but to us and to them that are without right now that they could have. As a body, I beg of you, brethren, to seize this opportunity, this day and yet forward as we go forward. And to not stagger at the promise of God that is before each and every single one of us to obtain. To obtain. And yet to share that others could obtain it. That promise of the gospel and the resurrection. Let's hold it dear in our hearts. Let's love one another, brethren. Because if we can't love one another, how are we going to love them? So let's love one another, brethren. And let it be a joy to love one another. Let it be a joy. Because that's what it is. Let's come together as a unit, finally, as a unit, as his body, with one purpose, one goal, one agenda, one plan, one faith, one baptism, one Father of all, as a unit. Because we are blessed to have the opportunity to come and be a part of his body and his purpose. Amen. Amen.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists. Our God is an awesome God. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close. You'd better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When the sky was starless in the void of the night, our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. The judgment and wrath He poured out on Sodom, the mercy and grace He gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten, our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Stand up and shout it if you love my Jesus. Stand up and shouted, if you love my Lord, I want to know, yes, I want to know, do you love my Lord? Stand up and shouted, if you love my Jesus. Stand up and shouted, if you love my Lord, I want to know, yes, I want to know. Awake, O Israel, put off thy slumber, for the sun shall make you free. For out of Zion comes my Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Oh, alleluia, oh, alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Oh, alleluia, oh, alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Out of the furnace of much affliction, I have chosen thee, behold, and so for iron I give you silver, and for brass I give you gold. Oh, alleluia, oh, alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Oh, alleluia, oh, alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Out of the furnace, out of the furnace of much affliction, I have chosen thee, behold, and so for iron I give you silver, and for brass I give you gold. Oh, alleluia, oh, alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Oh, alleluia, oh, alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Davey had sent me a letter, and I wanted to share it with you guys, and hopefully I can make through reading you this letter. But here we go. It says, Dear Phil, I have a sorrow, but it's not for Paul. My sorrow is for you and Hope and the rest of the family in Christ there in Cottageville. I know that Paul will be missed greatly by you all, but we know that God in His mercy took Paul to be with him, and we look forward to that the day that we can join Paul where he is. Keep the faith strong in your heart, for there be many there that will need you more than ever now. In this time of trial of faith that is put before many there, this is not a time for sadness, but of joy for our brother Paul. There will be a time for sadness later, and that on many fronts. But for now, let us rejoice in that one of ours has been called home to the place that we all desire to be and seek continually for in our hearts. Comfort one another in the love that is given us freely by our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. And be patient with those who tend to be weak in the faith. I write this to you in love and hope that you will stand strong. And hope that you stand strong in Christ Jesus. Your brother Davey. Amen. So praise the Lord, folks. Once again, let's move forward as a body and a unit and take that opportunity that we have been given this day. Amen.
Hey, and tonight, you can turn the dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost and turn it around. Lord, on my own, my heart can turn as hard as a stone, but you can make it tender again with your love. Stir up a hunger. The dark into light. You can take a soul that was lost and turn it around. Lord, on my own, my heart can turn as hard as a stone, but you can make it tender again with your love. Stir up a hunger.
Listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.